Howdy, history writers. This is Stock Boilhead, Word Wrangler, and Trail Boss of Old West Daily Reader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 22 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of May 23rd through May 29th in the Great American Old West? May 23rd, 1873. The passing of Father Pierre-Jean Desmaix, known to the Indians as Black Robe, in St. Louis, Missouri at age 72. An early student of Indian customs and languages, explorer, cartographer, and missionary. He traveled among the tribes and was well known in the West. He founded schools and helped fund them for the rest of his life. He earned the name Friend of Sitting Bull for his efforts in persuading Sitting Bull to accept the Fort Laramie Treaty of 1868. May 24th, 1986, Enos Edward Cannon, age 90, died in North Hollywood, California. Champion rodeo rider, one of the original and best of the movie stuntmen. Worked for Tom Mix in numerous silent films and later for Gene Autry and Roy Rogers. He did stunts for the TV series The Lone Ranger and Zorro. Cannon was the inspiration for John Wayne's characterizations, and he and Wayne developed many stunt techniques together. Movie credits include John Ford's groundbreaking Stagecoach, 1939, Riders of the Dawn, 1937, In Old Oklahoma, aka War of the Wildcats, 1943. He was a second unit director for Westward Ho the Wagons, 1956, and Cap Blue in 1965. His two sons, Joe and Tap, also became noted stuntmen. Enormously creative, Cannon developed many stunts and safety features for both actors and animals. Tip your hat to one of the very best. May 25th, 1881. Curly Bill Brocious, wounded by Deputy Sheriff William Billy Breckinridge at Galeyville, Arizona Territory. May 26th, 1900. Kid Curry rides into Moab, Utah, seeking vengeance for the killings of his brother Lonnie and flat-nosed George Curry. He killed Grand County Sheriff John Tyler and Deputy Sam Jenkins. May 27, 1831. Thought to be the date upon which Mountain Man Jedediah Smith, age 32, was murdered by Comanche Indians along the Dorado section of the Santa Fe Trail. Mountain Man, trailblazer, scout, likely the most traveled mountain man in the Old West. His 1830-31 map of the western United States has been described as a landmark in the mapping of the American West. May 28, 1902, novelist Owen Wister published The Virginian, now considered the first true Western. Born in Philadelphia, he moved to Wyoming and loved it. He was stirred to write about a cowboy known as the Virginian, who comes to Bear Creek, Wyoming, gets a job on a ranch, falls in love with the school marm Molly Wood. There he meets a gang of rustlers. Gang leader Trampas threatens the Virginian. The novel contains the famous line, quote, "This town ain't big enough for both of us," unquote. And it ends with a shootout in the street. One of the most popular books of the time. It sold 20,000 copies in the first month, 300,000 by year's end, and 1.5 million copies by the time of Wister's death in 1938. It was his only book about the American West. May 28, 1971, Audie Leon Murphy, age 44, died in a plane crash near Catawba, Virginia. Medal of Honor recipient, the most decorated soldier in World War II. Western music composer, movie star, 44 films, 33 were Westerns. No Name on the Bullet, 1959, Hellbent for Leather, 1961, Posse from Hell, 1961. He also starred in a short-lived Western detective TV series titled Whispering Smith in 1961. Tip your hat. May 29, 1849, 49er Joseph Berrien arrives in Fort Laramie and, observing the apparently endless fields and mounds of discards left by previous wagon trains, he christened the place Camp Sacrifice. The first great dumping ground was trailside within 50 miles of St. Joseph, Missouri, at the start of the Great Journey. By Fort Laramie, the reality of the wagon trek over the looming mountains was a strong motivation to lighten the load. Many had hauled extra trade goods, hoping to sell them at Point West, but the supplies far exceeded the need. Over 10 tons of bacon dumped near the fort, and the real rush was only beginning. Well, this is program 22 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Find old-time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle. I'm inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.